Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can get all the info you need there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not. Thank you in advance. Joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? Big one tonight. Big.
It's a massive one tonight. John Paul Flame here.
What's up, Cakes? He riding the NBA high of last night. Great night in the NBA playoffs.
Very good.
I bet on the games. Didn't watch any. Actually, I watched a little bit.
Incredible finishes in both the Knicks game and the Lakers-Nuggets game. We can get into it a little bit later, but just an awesome night. Have some adrenaline still flowing.
Eric Bickle is here as well.
You know, Lurch, I'm surprised. Like, there's a certain gas station in my neighborhood, and there's one like up in Poughkeepsie, that when I go in there, you see these old guys and they're throwing cash on like digital, like horse races.
Yeah, we have that here too.
Keno.
I've seen that too.
They're old guys sitting there.
That doesn't do it for me.
That's going to be you.
Not as long as there's still sports around.
I've never been a Keno guy. I've never been a digital horse racing guy.
Neither have I, but it's
never
been
tantalized by it. And I've got vices. I have vices.
Yeah.
But that's never one that's really drawn me in.
Yeah.
I was making $2 bets on baseball parlays yesterday. I mean,
just trying to hit a big one?
Well, not a big one. $2, maybe pay $7. I'm not doing it for the money. I just do it for the action.
You do it for the rush. You do it for the rush.
I do it for the rush.
There you have it.
But. Right. You know, I will be betting on the New York Rangers tonight.
Yeah, I still.
And the hedge play, the emotional hedge play.
Still makes me emotionally uncomfortable.
I know it does. It does.
Against my beloved Washington Capitals.
Yeah, but you want to profit off it. You want to profit off your pain.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
You think that's blood money?
It's maybe equivalent to blood money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any sort of. I don't want
you don't want to feel good at all?
I don't want any sort of good feeling coming off of a Caps loss. Like, I don't want to then go to like my account, my BetMGM account, and see a few extra bucks and just get a weird artificial bump from something that I'm not a fan of.
I'm kind of with Lurch. I kind of like it.
I don't like the emotional hedge. I'm
you
not
just
a
figure
fan.
How much is it worth to you? So how much is it going to be worth to you?
Probably put $100 on the Rangers.
$100 on the Rangers. It's worth
I put $100. Now, $100 only paid me $46 because they're laying so many.
Sure.
So many
right,
big
but you're
odds.
Basically paying $100
two to
for
one,
the win.
230, you know, -230 probably. Yeah, I'm risking 100.
The idea is you're paying $100 for the win. So if they win, cost you $100. If they lose, well, you get the payout, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, to me, it is kind of brilliant. It's a win-win. I think that's also another concept I created.
emotional hedge?
No, I created emotional hedge.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You guys are gonna battle.
Right, if listen, he's more of the gambler than me, but I feel like
that was definitely my brainchild.
The emotional hedge, the coining of it.
The coining of it, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give it to you. If you're willing to fight for it.
No, I'm not. I've been doing it for years. I've been betting against the teams I really love for years, hoping that they'll win and I'll lose money. I hope they don't do what the Isles did last night and blow a 3-0 lead against Carolina.
Oh, if you're an Islanders fan, you just have to be devastated. I mean, it looked like you were getting set up to have the 1-1, the series 1-1 coming back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in a 0-2 hole because you gave up two goals in nine seconds.
9 seconds. What are the odds?
I mean, I thought the Caps giving up three goals in a span of 2+ minutes was bad. You know what? That was worse.
That was pretty bad.
That was clearly worse.
Yeah, now they're down 2-0. So it's a biggie tonight. Even if they lose, come back on Friday and win, make it 2-1. All right, it's a little interesting, but it would be really nice to steal one up
like
there.
Capital One it'll be hopping.
Are any of you going
1-1.
This weekend?
No. I am going, yes.
Now, our pal JBS texted me last night and he said, do you want to go on Friday?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess it's a good thing, but I had to say no. I have a daddy-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually been to a daddy-daughter dance. I don't know if that's a private school thing versus public school. I don't remember doing that when Kelsey was growing up, but I have to go to that. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that he ever texted me. Did he do the same thing to you?
I got the same text. He reached
How
out
nice
me.
Is that?
He said, are you coming out to one of the games? I was like, I don't know. Am I?
You played it coy.
I didn't exactly say it like that, but it was, it was kind of in that neighborhood, the response.
Yeah.
And
it was,
the wheels are in motion.
It was unprecedented. Usually we all reach out to him. I guess he reached out to us.
Here,
I told him, daddy, daughter, dance. He's like, well, let me know if you want to come Sunday. I was like, whoa.
Let me give you a little
radio insider.
I feel a little sheepish asking for playoff tickets.
You
know what I mean? Like,
I feel sheepish for asking for anything, honestly.
I've gotten past feeling sheepish for like regular season and other events. To me, playoff tickets seems like
they're harder to get.
Like, it's just a bigger ask.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're just offered to me,
correct,
out of the clear blue sky, out of thin air.
Yeah.
Well, then I would be rude.
JVS
I would be
is the
rude
best
to turn them down. He's correct.
Great.
That would be rude.
And
I
felt the same way when he texted, because he did ask, are you coming to the game?
Yeah.
And I thought he meant, if you come, just let me know and I'll get you.
Right.
I don't know,
I can
or something.
I can open the door for you in the suite or something if you're already in the building.
Right.
He didn't say, hey, I got tickets for you if you want to come. So I followed up, but I told him, I'll get back to you. I didn't realize he was actually offering tickets.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he was, but that's the way I read it.
Yeah, that's the way I read it too, Cakes. He writes, I mean, sure, he just copy and paste. He said, are you planning on coming to the game on Friday night? Mm-hmm. So I said, I can't unfortunately have the daddy-daughter dance. He goes, that sounds awesome, and she'll love it. Let me know if you want to come on Sunday.
What a nice
here, here was my exact
So
response.
That to me is an invitation for tickets.
Yes.
What time is the game on Sunday?
I think it's 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, it's late on Sunday.
It's a night time game. Oh, yeah.
My response to him.
Mar said 8.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock Sunday?
Sunday night? Oh,
it's worth it, though, for a playoff game.
Yeah, so I get the JVS.
Depending on where the series stands
at. That's true.
If it's
3-0. Down 3-0. Well,
you can leave, after a period. You know what I mean?
Especially so I get the magical bat signal text from JVS at around 3 o'clock yesterday. Hey, you coming to the game on Friday night? Flakes' response. Would love to. Hadn't really planned on it, but would love to watch some Caps playoff puck.
And what did he say?
Okay, let me know what you need. And I let him
know
what
I needed. That is awesome.
I let him know what I needed.
How many did you ask for?
4.
Okay, that's not
that's reasonable.
I don't think that's outrageous.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I think I handled that with some proper decorum.
When you pull back, here's honestly what I thought when I saw
radio.
Number one, it's a human response to be like wishy-washy, just because you don't want to put him in a position like that. But if
he's asking you out of the blue, like, because we always ask him.
Correct.
Right? Now I can't do it because I'm gonna be out of town for my son's stuff. But and I said thank you, and you're so nice, but thank you.
Trust me, I did look at the text three or four times.
I thought he maybe had the wrong number.
I was like, did I send him something already? And I forgot that
my guess is it's a hot ticket, and he's got a million people at Monumental or, right. or wherever, mm-hmm. kind of in the queue. And so he's getting ahead of it and trying to figure out.
Right. All right. That's the logical explanation. But I'm always thinking negatively. And I was thinking we're like at the bottom of the barrel. And then I honestly thought my instinct was, man, does nobody want these tickets? That's what I thought. It's not a reflection on the Caps. It's more a reflection on us. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, think about it. Essentially, he's offering us 12 tickets to a hockey game.
Yeah, what's usually a super hot ticket.
My guess is it's a hot ticket.
It depends. Could be 16 if everybody goes to four.
I think
it's going to
be.
I did the math wrong. Yeah, 16.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a relatively hot ticket. I mean, the Caps weren't in the playoffs last year.
You know how the town is.
I know it's a bandwagon town. That's why I couldn't.
They galvanize
around
this stuff.
I was actually on the golf course and I was walking around trying to figure it out.
He's getting ahead of it. That's my guess. Okay. Is he knows. He knows the junks.
I figured
like asking for stuff.
Right.
Myself included.
Right. It's also a promotion. Yeah. Yesterday we gave away Caps tickets, and part of the read, because I read it, was still tickets available.
Right.
So this is a different situation than the past where these should just sell out. Now I'm gonna guess that they're gonna sell out. But it's a promotion.
I might have been on to something. They need the junks to hype it up.
Sure.
Get the junks going to the game. The junks hype it up. We get rid of these last few tickets.
Valdez, you want me to want me to respond to him and tell him I can't go, but Valdez would love to go?
When is it? It's
Friday night.
Friday? Can't Friday.
Oh, okay.
Can't do it Friday. Valdez has now broken through where
he used to
cut out the middleman.
Because
it's harder to turn down Cakes if you're JVS than it is to turn down Valdez. So I would ask. I would ask by proxy,
yeah,
and I would feel sheepish and everything.
I would say he's undefeated.
Because I'm not Junk's level, and I know that.
No, you're right there with us.
But when Jim hooked me for Zach Bryan, and we're glad-handing with him in the suite.
He felt like you had a breakthrough.
Very nice to me.
Yeah.
Told me anything I needed, just let him know.
Anything you want.
That's a breakthrough.
It is. It might be my biggest breakthrough ever on the show.
Yeah, it is. That's a big one. It's a huge moment.
We've made a lot of great contacts over the year.
Only took me 14 years.
He's at the top.
He's on the Mount Hookmore.
I just don't think people understand again.
Mount Hookmore.
Even though we've been doing this almost approaching 30 years now, right? We're near our 28th year, whatever, from when we very, very, very first started. We're just so used to being at the bottom of the totem pole and just feeling insecure that we're not used to people.
We're not used to people being nice.
And it's also offering weird
up
too,
nice things.
Like my experience, like when I went to Caps playoff games, back at the Capitol Center, like I'd buy tickets and sit in whatever the 300s or I wasn't getting hooked up with the sort of treatment we're getting hooked up with now.
Right.
So it's like. It's a weird, for me, it's a weird disconnect.
The dynamic was just different. Yeah. Typically, with all our contacts, you have to go to that awkward ask.
Right.
Hey, do you happen to have any tickets for Friday night?
Yeah.
And they'll take care of you. And then, you know, Cakes will double down and go, how about a parking pass? Well, I could use a parking pass.
I didn't ask Jim for a parking pass for Friday, but I would assume he's gonna
throw it in there.
He knows I'm a diva when it comes to parking.
And so the dynamic was different that he reached out to us.
Yes.
Put it this way. B. Mitch probably gets texts like that all the time.
Sure.
He's used to, he's still, like royalty around here.
I'm still to the point, like when I send a text asking from my end, when I'm about to get send, I almost recoil from the phone. I cringe a little bit. Like,
you know what I do?
Send,
yeah.
I turn my head
when I hit it,
I just feel weird.
I know.
When I hit it, I take my phone and like I'll go put it in the room.
Oh,
yeah, I'll go hide it. I don't even want to look at it.
I know. Because we're naturally just kind of sheep.
You know what it is? Sheepish. It's shame. Yeah. It's a little bit of shame coming through.
I was writing down my mount. Hookmore? JVS,
well,
for sure.
JVS's face in it
right
now.
These are the people that hook us the most?
Or the best hooks.
Okay.
Chris Farley.
Not including our endorsements. Right?
Correct.
This is just,
right.
Okay.
Chris Farley,
yeah. Put him right up there.
He's up
Carve
there.
Carve his face in granite.
He's down Mount Hookmore.
I have to put my man Mike Beasley over at MGM.
You know what?
Mike. He hooked me for my wife's birthday with four Bruno Mars tickets.
Mount Hookmore is filling up.
a room... at MGM National Harbor and a $500 comp
at
Voltaggio.
That's a ridiculous
like,
hookup.
Think about that. Four tickets to Bruno Mars, $500 at Voltaggio, and a hotel
on
room.
On the regular market, that's thousands of dollars.
I think he hooked me up because he thought I was J.P. Finley the whole time. And then, then at the end,
hey,
he was like, at one point he was like, how are you texting me? Aren't you on the air? And I was like, no, my show was over at 10.
Well, I have to go ahead.
And I don't know who the fourth guy
would
be.
I would say for me and probably for all you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It would be Tom Healy, who's for 20 years given me free golf at all three of his golf courses, but the two locally here. I mean, we're talking about thousands of rounds over the 20-some years. Yeah. I mean, no one took me more. Now, he sold those things and made me join a club. Right. So I'm willing to maybe take them off.
Sure.
But historically,
he has a tentative spot.
I told him he screwed me when he sold these courses. Hmm. But he's got to be up there. Everybody in here has hit him up. Even JP would hit him up a couple times a year.
By the way, not a couple
JP,
times a year.
You mentioned Mike Beasley from MGM. I may have to reach out to him because I got devastating news like two or three weeks ago when I was signing up for my own tournament, and my guy Pat, who runs some of the tournaments there, he goes, your Noir card is just it's done. I was like, hold on, what do you mean? He said, you've been knocked down to like the lowest tier, like Sapphire status. I was like, what?
Right, because you don't use it.
Because I don't deserve this. Like, yeah. I don't deserve right. this card.
Yeah,
I should not have this card.
So what did they do?
I was gifted this card.
No, I understand.
Here's why I love this card. It has VIP parking.
Yeah.
Which I like. I'm a parking snob.
I know you
I just
are.
Am.
No, the parking
Hakes,
is great.
Hakes doesn't
right. I'm a parking snob.
But you realize... Cakes, you realize with a Noir status, you get like a giveaway every month.
I know.
And they'll give you a new iPhone.
This card is
every
very
month.
Powerful. Like
yes.
I could
You can get trips. You can get
I
a
could
cruise.
Book a cruise with this every year if I wanted. I don't do it.
You could probably bump down
free
to
airfare
just,
to Vegas every year. Don't Cakes, use it.
Just
all
be
I
with,
care about is the parking.
Be with the common folk. I'm platinum level.
I would slum
no,
down to
the parking is huge.
I would slum down to platinum level because it's still hooks me with the parking.
Yeah, platinum hooks you with
oh,
parking.
Oh, yeah, I have that. That's
so,
what I have.
I might have to reach out to Mike Beasley and say, hey, I mean, I can't be blue card. Come on. I'm the poker
who
ambassador.
Who was the
Come
first
on.
Who was
What's
the first person
here?
to give you that?
This was from our man Gums.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jamie Gums.
Jamie Gums before he departed for Vegas. Right. Greener pasture.
Gums probably deserves to be on Mount Hookmore, but he's been replaced by Beasley. I put it all in the same class. But if you go to Vegas, call Gums.
Oh, I will. Trust me.
Because you can stay at Park MGM.
I will do that.
Now, that might not be gratis, but it'll be discounted.
Here's the workaround. When you pull in to the silly parking, all you have to do is
flash the
is show
and
the card as you drive in.
No, you're
and they're
fine.
Like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine.
Go ahead. Go park wherever.
Doesn't matter.
So I think I'm good as long as I don't lose.
But
this.
I would ask just to on the just get it the ball rolling on the new one.
Oh, I'm this.
But
this
here's
is me asking right here.
Let
right
me slow
now.
Down. Let's slow down. Back yes, track yes. here. So you're saying you get free airfare to Vegas if you want
correct
with that card?
Correct.
We booked yesterday, or my wife's actually waiting a couple days because we're so light on cash. Oh, our cash flow.
You're insolvent.
We were waiting a couple days before we booked the flights. Three tickets nonstop to Vegas for my, you know, my daughter to qualify for Nationals. Mm-hmm. So we solidified it. It's like $2,500.
That is
like
steep.
Nonstop. Now, if you're willing to stop and stuff, which I'm not willing to.
Yeah, I don't like stopping.
It could be a lot cheaper.
I'm nonstop like Liam Neeson.
Oh, I'll stop for cheaper. When is this?
It's like June or July or something.
Oh, usually that's weird. Usually in the middle of summer,
it's the weirdest thing ever.
It's dirt cheap to fly.
And they
to
have
Vegas.
No, I know. And the thing is, they even have promotions like $45 to Vegas. You know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason,
it's like WSOP time too. I think.
Yeah, for
think
some reason it doesn't qualify or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like paying the full freight, and I'm stunned at the price.
Not great.
You need to look into old Spirit.
She did throw out Spirit and say it was cheaper. My youngest is refusing to go on Spirit.
Oh, really?
I had no problems with Spirit.
She's a snob.
Yeah.
I honestly had no problems.
She's a flight snob.
Yeah.
I can respect her hustle.
All my flights, and there were extra flights because I had stops.
Mm-hmm.
Via Spirit, we're on time
right
to and from Puerto Rico.
That's very good.
Through Orlando, I believe.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, Rick Snyder will join us coming up at 7. We'll talk Commander's Draft with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tariq El-Bashir.
It's coming. Two more days.
It is. It's right around the corner. We'll talk Caps with Tariq El-Bashir at 8 as they get ready to take on the Rangers tonight at MSG. R.A. Shafir, he got moved from yesterday to today. The comedian will join us at 9:20, and we'll talk to Trace McSorley, former Penn State quarterback. He played under Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, so we'll pick his brain about the new offensive coordinator for the Commanders. That's all coming up here on the Junks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.